So the trick and the common question in the exam here is, when can you recognise, when can you bring in an intangible asset? And as I've said in the notes there, it's this identifiability problem. So you've got the normal recognition criteria, which is it needs to meet the definition, which means you need to control it, not own. There needs to be a reliable measure on it, and it probably will bring in future economic benefit. The probable, not normally a problem. But with an intangible, it needs to also be identifiable. And identifiable means either it can be sold separately or it brings you in legal rights to future economic benefit. Okay, so the example I gave in the notes is, well, a taxi license could be shown in a taxi driver's account because reliable measure, probable, he controls it. It can't be sold separately often, but it does bring in a legal right to future economic benefit. So they're the things that you're looking for when deciding whether you can recognise an intangible asset or not.